podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Perhaps what I should do, rather than just jump in and start talking about this, should just play the actual audio of Kevin Bacon. And before I play it, is there anyone who doesn't love Kevin Bacon? Are there people who say, I don't like Kevin? I think everybody likes him.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I haven't met a person ever.
Yeah. Great last name, too.
Right. Great body.
So,
great dance moves.
Did any of you guys watch his show that he just had on that just got canceled the following?
Too scary for me.
Mm-mm. I really like that show. Anyway, it's been canceled. So here's...
Great.
I'll tune in.
Here's his... Here's what he had to say.
Hi, I'm Kevin Bacon. There's a big problem in Hollywood today. In so many films and TV shows, we see gratuitous female nudity. And that's not okay.
Well,
it's okay, but it's not fair to actresses, and it's not fair to actors, because we want to be naked, too. Gentlemen, it's time to free the bacon. And by bacon, of course, I mean your butt. I actually have a nude scene in every film I'm in. I put it in my contract, full frontal, and they take them out. They say, Kevin, you don't need to be naked in this. It doesn't make sense. Kevin, it's an animated film. You're in a voiceover booth. Please put on your pants. Kevin, you're not even in this movie. Why are you here and why are you naked?
Anyway, he goes on and on and on for a couple of minutes about how he thinks there should be more male nudity in films. Now, I just know from working, I've worked with women every year in this business. There's been a woman on the show, and I've yet to meet one who says, I want to see that. Every woman I've ever worked with says, I don't want to see that.
See that mess.
Yeah.
That's a stereotype. I think there's a lot of women who would want to see it.
Well, I know, Chris, we have established that Chris, our traffic diva, is the biggest horn dog on the planet.
Horniest person I've ever met.
You are the horniest person in the world.
You really are. Okay, we're getting off the subject here.
Can you just own it?
Well, okay, first of all, I just want to say...
So every woman I've worked with says, no, you're the one who wants to.
Only because I agree with Kevin Sausage over there that it's fair for women.
It's his bacon.
Kevin Bacon, that's what I meant. Kevin Bacon. I agree with Kevin Bacon. It's not because I want to see it, it's just why not? Women are exposed all the time.
When maintained properly, it's probably quite beautiful, I would think, to you ladies.
Exactly.
What?
When maintained properly.
Under proper maintenance.
Yeah.
It's not like a front yard.
Sure it is. It needs to be trimmed and watered.
I saw Lenny Kravitz's yard this morning. And I don't know. Like, I think that there's way too much female nudity. So if you need to throw in a few more good butts to even it out, if you need to throw in some breakfast meat to even it out, heck yes.
Check out his nude scene in Wild Things. It's, I think, the only male nude scene I can think of. It's Kevin Bacon in the shower, and he turns around, and he's a good-looking man. I think you'd probably like that.
I mean, I wouldn't mind. I would much rather look at a naked woman than a naked man, but here's the thing. You guys don't watch Game of Thrones. There is so much male nudity in that. And,
is there? Not properly made. It's medieval male nudity, too.
So the expression, go medieval on your ass, that's what that means.
There's a lot of swords.
You need an axe.
We pucker up.
And like Braveheart, the movie Braveheart, that's the only other male nudity where all the guys lift their kilts, and that's bad male nudity. That's nudity you don't want to see.
I've never heard you, Jeremy, get so impassioned over the male.
I'm just having conversation.
You're very impassioned over the male parts.
Well, I got one.
He's being empathetic.
You do?
I'll show anybody that wants to see it.
Is it well maintained?
You won't even take your shirt off.
Right.
Will you lift your kilt for us?
Peekaboo! Who's hiding under there?
Show us your little lilies.
I'm just surprised because most women say they don't want to see that. So
I want to see more of it just because you can't turn on Nickelodeon without seeing cleavage anymore these days. So, yeah, it's not fair. Let's even it out.
And really, if you think about it, the human body is a temple, right? It's a beautiful, marvelous thing.
When properly maintained.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.